Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Friday, the 14th of June, 2019. To get you started, the community in Flint, Michigan will get an opportunity Friday to ask officials about dropped charges. A community conversation is set for Friday after the Michigan Attorney General dismissed all pending charges relating to the city's drinking water crisis. On Thursday, the office announced the dismissal of charges against all 8 remaining defendants, including an involuntary manslaughter charge against Nick Lyon, the former director of the Department of Health and Human Services. Flint has dealt with water contamination since 2014, leading to thousands of people, including children, to be exposed to lead, and a number of deaths relating to Legionnaire's disease, a serious form of pneumonia caused by bacteria. Friday, we'll see Solicitor General Fadwa Hammoud explain the decision to dismiss the charges. There's a new champion in the NBA. For the first time in history, the Toronto Raptors are the kings of the league. In a topsy-turvy Game 6 that saw the Golden State Warriors lose yet another star, the Raptors played their game and won their 3rd road game in the NBA Finals and 4th overall to lift the Larry O'Brien Trophy. USA Today Sports' Trista Crick has more from Oakland.
This NBA Finals was absurd, sad, shocking, and changed the landscape of the league for years to come. It had more than everything that you can want emotionally, and most importantly, was absurdly great basketball. Besides the gruesome injuries that we never want to see, we got interesting matchups, coaching chess matches, fast-paced excitement, and the best thing that we saw, the best thing, was uncertainty. All the way till the champagne, we had no idea what was going to happen. I don't care that the ratings were down. If you would prefer to see LeBron James get swept than this, you're not a fan of basketball, you're just a fan of LeBron James, and I can't help you. What did we learn? You can form a super team without free agency. Smart trades with the development of young stars in the making can turn into a roster built to win, even if it may be for the short term. Are the Raptors a super team?
You just, you know, read the roster. It was pretty simple. You know, you can make, you know, excuse it and say like, oh, you know, it'll take some time. But at the same time, you know, we all invested and we all thought, you know, let's help one another. Let's be the championship team that we can be.
The NBA Finals has been more of a show than a game. Viral moments often took over the play on the court. These finals will drastically impact the offseason. Will Kay and Clay D come back? How will their injuries impact the Warriors to come? Did we see a destruction of a dynasty?
You know, I hear a lot of that noise. It's the end of a run and all that jazz. I don't see it happening, though. We'll be back.
Hard to imagine not a bleak future for the Warriors to come. Even if the Warriors can sign KD and Klay, they're both most likely going to be out for the entire year, which means next year is wide open, making this offseason just as absurd and unpredictable as we saw in the finals.
Next up, the U.S. Open rolls on Friday at Pebble Beach as Tiger Woods looks for his 16th major win. On day one, Woods posted a 1-under par round to keep him in contention for now, 5 strokes behind Justin Rose for the lead. And Woods has some fond memories on the Southern California course, posting a record-setting 15-shot win in 2000. You can stay up on all the latest from Pebble Beach with USA Today Sports, and you can tune in on Fox Sports 1 and on Fox. Well, there's another serious outbreak of Ebola. The virus will be at the forefront of discussion on Friday when the World Health Organization meets to decide whether the epidemic in Africa, now the second largest in history, should be declared a global health emergency. Such a declaration would boost attention and funding for the disease, which has killed nearly 1,400 people in Congo and moved into neighboring Uganda. The virus spreads quickly through close contact with bodily fluids of those infected, and it can be fatal in up to 90% of cases. And last up,
You are the best kept secret in the universe. And I found you.
Which makes me perfect for this job.
You really think a black suit is going to solve all your problems?
No, but looks damn good on you.
The Men in Black are back, but this time they're not all men. In the spinoff titled Men in Black International in theaters Friday, Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth replace Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones as the top secret black suit wearing agents tasked with keeping an eye on aliens on Earth. The USA Today Network's Scott Craven writes, quote, International is the original Men in Black, only with European backdrops, more aliens, and less sexism. You can catch new episodes of Five Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your podcasts, like the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. Five Things is part of the USA Today Podcast Network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.